time now for KJAN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishina Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Campbell and Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hey, Chris, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Oh, not too bad. Not too bad. I didn't know what to do with myself this morning. God's alarm clock didn't go off this morning.
No rumbles this morning.
I think he's goofing with me today. Yeah, I didn't know what to do with myself this morning. I didn't wake up to a thunderstorm. Although there was some pretty interesting lightning shots last night off to the east as I was kind of watching out the window there for a while. It's been one of those weeks here in the Nishina Valley. A lot of rain in some places, too. 68 degrees outside right now and no rain at this particular moment. Always got to throw that caveat in there these days. How's Brett this morning?
Oh, hallelujah for the no rain.
Yeah, well, there's still puddles, believe me. Hey, tell us about Camlin Plumbing and Heating.
Allergies seem to be a year-long problem anymore, and we'd like you to know that Camlin Plumbing and Heating are pros at helping you make your home or office a better place for you to live. We offer professional duct cleaning that will make immediate improvements in the air you breathe, and we're very educated in the science of indoor air quality. With Lennox, Camlin Plumbing and Heating offers a variety of equipment that will help clean the air in your entire home and office and ease your allergies. Also remember, we make house calls. Give us a call in Atlantic at 243-1512 or in Harlan at 755-3286.
Very good. Thank you, Brett. We mentioned a lot of rainfall around the area. We picked up about 2.25 inches the other day. It was just crazy rainfall all over the place. What'd they say this morning? Down at Messina, Ardell called us with over 4 inches of rain.
Yeah, 4.9.
Oh, yeah, that's way over 4 inches of rain. That's closer to 5. Yeah, we saw a lot of stuff. I know yesterday afternoon we were up at the Guthrie County Fairgrounds up in Guthrie Center for their county fair. And yikes, good week for mud wrestling. I think they have mud bogs coming up this weekend. And I don't think they're going to need to do much to prepare the course. There's a lot of sloppy messes out there around the area.
A lot of wet basements, too. We've been getting a lot of calls on that.
Oh, have you really?
Yeah.
There's really nothing, not much folks can do?
Not much you can do. Just watch it and let it go.
Coming, like, through the...
through the foundation, so the ground is just saturated.
Yeah, just kind of squeezing through the concrete block and whatever.
Yep.
Yeah, you can't do much about it when it's that wet like that. Well, and we talked yesterday a little bit about the rainfall, too, that... we've had, as of 7 o'clock yesterday, we had some more since then, but as of 7 o'clock yesterday morning, we had 9.6 inches of rainfall for the month of August, which is more than 3 times the normal amount here for the month. But we were less than an inch away from the record for the month in total rainfall. So, yeah, to say that we've had a little bit of rainfall in August, that would be an understatement.
You're not one of those weather nerds that's going to pull for us to get the record, are you?
No. No. Okay. No. No, there's some records that aren't made to be broken. I'd be fine with that one. You know, the funny thing is, was it last year or the year before? We went the month of August and had zero. Absolutely nothing. We didn't even have a trace of rainfall. We didn't have a drop of rain that fell on us the entire month of August. I don't remember if it was last year or the year before.
Yeah, it was last year.
But we went just completely bone dry. So that's why we never talk about normals when we talk about weather. I mean, if you hear somebody use the word normal, then slap them on the hand when they're talking about weather, because you're not supposed to do that, because there's no normal. There is no normal. There's never been a normal. We have averages. We can average things out. I think that's maybe what God's trying to do to us this year, is average out last year's zero. A little to the extreme there, pal. We don't need to go quite that far, but that's weather for you. You know, people try to make sense out of weather and try to put excuses on weather and whatever else, and there really aren't a whole lot of them. It is what it is. There's no normal. There's only average. So we try to do our best to make sense out of it all. That's kind of what we do, I guess. It's wet. That's what we can tell you. It's wet outside. This morning, I just wanted to throw this in this morning. We talked a few weeks ago about the IRS scams and stuff going on and what have you. And apparently, that's really picking up a lot of steam. In fact, so much so that they issued another news note the other day. And they're talking about 5 ways to spot some of these suspicious calls that folks seem to be getting. I don't know if it's all the nonsense going on with the IRS and in Washington and all the funny stuff they've been involved in and whatever else, but people are picking up on the IRS these days as the most recent tool for scamming folks, I guess. But they're saying the callers are still, or people are still getting calls from people claiming to be with the Internal Revenue Service, and they're demanding money, saying that you have a refund due, and they're trying to trick you into sharing some of your private information. And, of course, con artists are just that. They can sound pretty convincing when they do call, and they may actually know something about you, too, because that's not that unusual anymore. I know my folks, they don't do anything online at all. They have no web presence as far as they know. But you can find information out. I mean, even people who think that they're completely secure and don't have anything on the web, you do, because other people share that stuff, too. So, you know, it's pretty easy for folks to learn a little bit about you. And a lot of times they'll take and alter their caller ID. If you have caller ID, it'll come up, and it may make it look like the IRS is calling. They might use fake names and bogus IRS identification badge numbers, things like that. And if you don't answer, oftentimes they'll leave an urgent callback request. And even to the highest levels of the IRS, they're talking about some of the things that the folks are doing. So the IRS is telling folks that, most folks will know pretty easily when a supposed IRS caller is nothing more than a fake. So they do list five things that the scammers often do, but the IRS will not do. Does that have anything to do with emails? They say if any of these five things happen, then these are telltale signs of a scam. So they say that, first of all, the IRS will never call you about taxes that you owe without first mailing you an official notice. So if you just get a call out of the blue from the IRS and you haven't gotten an official notice in the mail first, then it's a no-go. One of the other things they list here is they say that the IRS will never demand that you pay taxes without giving you the opportunity to question or to appeal the amount that they say you owe. So I know folks have their feelings about the IRS, so when there are plenty of jokes around, but they don't just grab you by the arm and twist it until the money comes out. It doesn't work that way. Also, the IRS says one thing they will never do is require you to use a specific payment method for your taxes. Like, for example, a prepaid debit card. That's not...
That's a given there.
That should be... Yeah, that should be a giveaway. Also, they will never ask for credit or debit card numbers over the phone. They don't do those kinds of things. So if you hear that, then obviously that's not someone who's legit. And also, the IRS says one thing they will never do, too, is to threaten to bring in local police or other law enforcement groups or have you arrested for not paying. We're hearing a lot about scams involving that, too. Well, if you don't give it to me, then we're going to be at your doorstep with the local police, and you're going to jail.
I think that's a federal crime, isn't it?
That can, well, but it's a threat that people take seriously. Yeah. You know, nobody wants to be there. So if you do get a phone call from someone who claims to be from the IRS and is asking for money, the things the IRS say that you should do are fairly simple. They say, first of all, if you know you do owe taxes or you think you might actually owe taxes, then you can call the IRS. They have a toll-free number, and then the IRS workers will help you with a payment issue. Also, they say if you don't know, or if you know that you don't owe taxes, if you do know that you do not owe taxes, or you have no reason to believe that you do, then you should report that incident to the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration, and you can get that offline as well. And also, they say if you've been targeted by this scam, you should contact the Federal Trade Commission and use their FTC complaint assistant. And please, they say to add IRS telephone scam to the comments of your complaint so that it gets to the right place. And remember, too, the IRS doesn't use email, text messages, or any form of social media to discuss your personal tax issue. So if you happen to be contacted through those forms as well, again, that's a no-go. They don't do those kinds of things. They do some things, but not those kinds of things.
You know, wouldn't it be cool if somebody develop an app that if they call and do that, you just have an app that locks up their phone and they can't use their phone anymore?
I think you better get to work.
We could make a lot of money, couldn't we?
Maybe you got your million-dollar idea right there.
There you go, people.
But you know what? After you make your $1 million, the IRS will take a lot of it. They may not call you to do it, but they'll
there's
take
all
a
those
lot
apps for the phones. Surely somebody can figure something out like that.
Yeah, well, don't get scammed by people trying to represent themselves as being something that they are not. There are too many easy ways for people to get your money. Don't make it too easy for them. So anyway, if you do have any of those instances, and it might not be the worst thing in the world to contact your local law enforcement too. County sheriffs around the area, we get notices all the time from them about different types of scam issues that they've seen, complaints that people have made about different types of processes, and most of them happen either over the phone or online. So watch for those kinds of things. And for heaven's sakes, don't fall victim to the Nigeria letter.
Yeah.
That's been around too long. I can't believe anybody would fall for that anymore. Brett, tell us more about Camlin Plumbing and Heating.
Down at Camlin's, we're excited to offer the smartest faucet on the market, Touch 2 technology from Delta Faucets. It's the first of its kind, a faucet you touch with your finger, wrist, forearm, or whatever to turn on and turn off. It's happened to us all. Your hands are dirty from gardening, and you have to dirty your faucet handle to wash your hands. Not anymore. Simply bump the handle, spout, or somewhere on the faucet to turn it on or off. Touch 2 technology remembers the last setting and goes right back to where it was at. No more transferring bacteria from chicken or whatever when you're working in the kitchen. Just touch on and touch off. Camlin Plumbing and Heating can install one of these modern marvels in your home in one simple visit. No need for an electrician. One visit and you'll have all the technology in your faucet that you'd possibly need. It's a true work of art and science in perfect harmony. Touch 2 technology from Delta and Camlin Plumbing and Heating. In Atlantic at 243-1512 and in Harlan at 755-3286. The thought of the day today comes to us from Johann Wolfgang von Goethe. Things which matter the most must never be at mercy of the things which matter the least.
He sounds like he's pretty old.
Yeah, I'm sure he probably is. You know, Wolfgang?
It's not a common name these days.
Is that your middle name?
Not so much, no. Thanks for offering, though. Yeah. Appreciate that. Thanks, Brett. Have a good weekend.
You bet.
A good holiday. Hey, you go out and make it a great day. God bless America.